Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to talk everything bison. I'm at the National Bison Association booth, and I'm honored to be able to visit with the president of the association. His name is Donis Baggett. And first of all, Donis, how are things going at the booth?
Going very well. We've had a lot of great interviews with farm broadcasters, and we're excited to be here today.
Well, the main reason, I think, a lot of folks wanting to hear more about bison, and I know in North Dakota, South Dakota, that's kind of a good area to hear about bison and come and try bison at the restaurants and grocery stores and maybe getting the word out to get it branched out even further. But as far as the association goes and just for bison, how healthy is the industry?
Well, it's healthy and getting stronger and larger. And we're excited about that. And the reason for it is our product. We offer a meat that is nutritionally dense. It's high in omega-3 fatty acids and in protein and in iron, all the good stuff it's high in, and it's low in fat, cholesterol, and calories. So it's a win-win as far as the protein source goes. And it also happens to be extremely delicious. It's and versatile. You can do anything with bison that you can do with beef, and you end up with a product that's healthier and, we think, tastier. It's got its own taste. It's similar to beef. It's not gamey in the least. It's delicious. And the only key to it is to take your time cooking it. Don't hurry it. Cook it in low temperatures for a long time, low and slow.
Really, it's a great product. If you've not had it before, it's a good time to maybe try it and get an understanding of it. And you mentioned health-wise, it's very good. And you and I were talking before we got out on the air here. It's basically, I think, just getting the word out. I think it's just getting people to try it for the first time. And that can be a difficult job sometimes.
It can be. But, you know, there are venues out there that we're taking advantage of. Just less than 2 weeks ago, Jim Matheson from the Bison Association and I, we were in Dallas, Texas. For the National Food Championships. It was just an amazing opportunity to get people to try bison for the first time. We had a booth there. We handed out samples of bison brisket. And these were people in the competitive cooking field. And we had a number of them tell us it was the most delicious brisket they'd ever eaten in their lives. And it was the best thing they'd gotten while they were at that show. So we're getting the word out by showing people and by sampling with people. So we're excited about the reception that we're getting, and we think that will just continue to grow.
Well, speaking of Jim, we got him right beside Donis here, and let's talk about the association a little bit, the work that you do. I'm assuming you kind of have your own checkoff, things that you try to push out. So give us an overview right now of things and operations.
Sure. Thank you, Eric. Yeah. The National Bison Association has been around since 1995. We are a nonprofit trade association representing about 1,200 members across the continent. A lot of the members are raising bison as ranchers and farmers, but we also have processors, marketers, tribal groups, conservation groups, kind of an umbrella of all things bison.
Now we got to talk about the Center of Excellence or Centers of Excellence. Is there an S on that?
No, there's not. It's the Center of Excellence for Bison Studies. Okay. And we established the center just last year, actually. We've been working on that for a number of years, and we're able to open the Center of Excellence at South Dakota State University's West River Extension in Rapid City.
Okay, great name, but tell us what it means. What's going to be going on there?
Sure. So there's a lot of Center of Excellences for various livestock out there. We finally got bison included. And what this will do is essentially expedite research and development for bison. You know, we have been really lacking on bison research over the years. And by collaborating with South Dakota State University and the National Buffalo Foundation, we were able to establish this center to really coordinate research and studies. So right now, we already have 8 projects underway at the Center of Excellence, looking at everything from the economics of bison ranching to the ecology of it. And we're looking to add more projects here very soon.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. This is Inside Agriculture.